This Florida Highway Patrol recruitment video is now available on YouTube. It highlights the fast cars, military-style vehicles, and planes used for enforcement, and shows male and female troopers making arrests, working traffic stops and wrecks, and firing off rounds during weapons training. It was produced back in 2014 to address the rapid decline in the number of troopers statewide.
Make your dream a reality. Take action today and join the ranks of the Florida Highway Patrol. Apply online at beatrooper.com.
During the last 5 years, we've had a massive outflux of retirements within the Florida Highway Patrol and state government altogether.
Lieutenant Eddie Elmore is public information officer for the FHP's Troop A, representing the Panama City and Pensacola districts. Since 2010, FHP says it's lost almost 1,000 troopers to retirement or higher-paying agencies. 200 left in 2016.
Right now, just locally, we're about 40% down on our positions.
And you heard that right, 40%. That means a whopping 24 of the 60 total trooper positions just here in the Pensacola district are open. The district includes Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. The shortage has resulted in increased response times locally, and according to Lieutenant Elmore, the situation has also required FHP to do some shuffling in order to maintain a certain level of road patrol.
In Panama City, just for an example, we've kind of started moving troopers over into Walton County. So once we move those troopers into Walton County, the troopers that were already stationed in Walton County, we're moving them to Okaloosa and Santa Rosa and shifting our forces back west as much as we can so that we can have good coverage across the northwest portion of the panhandle.
Along with Pensacola, the Fort Myers and Orlando districts are also facing extreme shortages in troopers. To ensure that the neediest areas like these fill their positions first, FHP is shifting away from its practice of general assignment statewide toward an emphasis on recruiting, hiring, and when possible, allowing new troopers to work in their local area.
Most especially when you get into the older, 30 age group and above, they've already got houses established, they've already got kids in school. So to uproot their entire family and say go down to Fort Myers, what we found is that's a significant undertaking for a family to go through. So what we found is if we change that and we have those positions available, we're going to keep them right there.
Meantime, the issue of starting pay has also been a factor in Florida's trooper shortage. Just last year, the base salary was raised from about $34,000 to $38,000, making it more competitive with other state and local law enforcement agencies. And as an incentive, base pay has been bumped to $43,000 for those who choose to work in certain counties, including Escambia.
And that's because of the vacancy rates around 40% here locally. And Escambia County is a busy county. So the call volume, everything else they consider, and they give about a $5,000 increase to live in Escambia County and to work Escambia County.
To increase the ranks of the FHP locally and elsewhere, the agency is holding recruitment events or career fairs across the state. Sessions this week are set for Panama City on Thursday and the patrol's Pensacola office on Stumpfield Road on Friday, each event to run from 3 to 6 p.m. As a minimum qualification, you have to be a U.S. citizen, high school graduate or equivalent, at least 19 years old with no maximum age restriction, and have a valid driver's license. Additionally, applicants are required to have at least one of the following: completion of 30 semester hours of college credit, 1 year of law enforcement experience, or 2 years in a job with public contact. Elmore says there's a preference for military veterans who've served at least 2 years continuously with an honorable discharge.
We really try to focus in on our military guys. Once they leave their military service, I think it's very important for us to make sure that they're our priority, to make sure that, they've done their service, and we want to help them get a job and get stable and get them where they need to be.
For any individual interested in a career with the Florida Highway Patrol, more information is available at beatrooper.com. Now, in addition to this week's career fairs, the FHP is planning to hold local recruitment events on a quarterly basis. Lieutenant Eddie Elmore is hopeful their current approach will help the really shorthanded Pensacola district get back to full force within about 2 years.
So that's where we're at. That's where we're going. And we're going to keep on the strategy that we've just changed. And hopefully we'll see a lot more troopers on the roadways.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.